Chapter 13, Truthful Tales. Vanlis went to find Val. Once Vanlis walked to the top of the hill, he saw a few scattered trees, and there was Val. Val had his back turned, gazing straight into the open land. Nothing but clear green grass. Nothing but clear green grass and blue skies. Val held his sword, which radiated red, while he stared straight ahead. Vanlis shouted Val's name. But Val stood still, showed no motion until Vanlis put his hand on Val's shoulder and shook him. And then Val turned to face Vanlis. Val's face was blank, and his gaze became fixed as he stared at Vanlis with a smoke playing on his lips. Val asked, "Are you ready?" Passing Vanlis the sword, Vanlis took it, but the moment he grabbed it, he felt the weight of the sword pulling him to the ground. And he lost balance. Val chuckled. And then his face became more serious as he spoke. "I see. I will not train you just yet. I want you to hold the sword and swing it regularly, so you get used to the weight and straighten your grip. I will come back after some time, when you have more practice. Okay?" Vanlis nodded, and with that, Val left. Vanlis laughed to himself, thinking this would be easy. But after a short while, he was swinging his sword, his grip became shaky, and he was panting heavily, losing grip of the sword until it slipped from his grasp and clattered to the muddy ground. Vanlis then lowered himself to the ground as he sat on the floor, catching his breath. Vanlis looked at the sword and then the open view, wondering where the game would bring him, whether it would lead him to fulfilling his quest, or would he die here or return home and stay for good? With that, in the corner of his eye, he saw something moving swiftly. Vanlis breathing heavily as an icy puff escaped his mouth. There he heard a low crackling voice coming from different directions. Vanlis held his sword with two hands pointing up, and the cackling grew louder. The next thing he felt was an icy hand clasped over his face and a whisper. "Let's talk." With that, the grasp released from his face and Vanlis turned to face the person with his sword, holding his breath. There he saw Elentra standing before him with a smile. She looked Vanlis up and down and then chuckled. She said, "That is not how you hold a sword and prepare for a fight." She rolled her eyes and flickered her fingers, and the next thing Vanlis knew, the sword flew from his grasp into the distance. Vanlis stared with wide eyes, trying not to show his shaking legs. Unsure of what Elentra wanted, feeling weaponless, he then shouted, "Why are you here? I know you're looking for me for information, but why? Tell me what you want." "Fine," Elentra said, as her stern gaze fixated on Vanlis. "I want to know why you're here. Why the game brought you here, as a few orders and I don't like when intruders enter our woods. They cause nothing but trouble, casualties, and death." Vanlis responded, "Val told me you fear us. I don't know why I was brought here. Val is sure the game hasn't guided me because of you and Sanitas." Elentra tilted her head to the side with her left eyebrow raised slightly as she spoke. "What do you mean I interrupted you?" Vanlis shook his head and whispered under his breath, "I don't know." Elentra then spoke in a curious tone, "Why is Val with you?" Vanlis said, "He'd save me and will help me, as he wants me to go home and fulfill the game's agenda." Vanlis's body heated as he shouted, "That is all I'm telling you. Now go away." Elentra opened her mouth to speak, but suddenly it was interrupted by a noise of a branch breaking. Vanlis's gaze went towards the noise, and there was Val appeared behind the trees, holding his red sword. He looked behind Vanlis. Vanlis quickly returned his gaze to where Elentra was, but she was gone. As Val returned to Valis, who put his sword back in the sheath, he walked towards Valis and asked, "Is everything okay?" Valis nodded. Val smoked and said, "Good. Now let's train." So that's the end of the chapter. I'm very sorry that I haven't published a chapter in a number of weeks. I've been very busy trying to study plot, trying to make the story more engaging and more quicker paced, and kind of doing a bit more research into what people like. So that took me quite a bit of time to do. Also, in my personal life, I haven't really had much time to sit down and write, as I do work full time, and there's other stuff appeared that made it quite hard for me to focus and write. But I now focus in on writing these chapters in advance, so I'll be consistently publishing them on a regular basis and be consistent. That's my goal for the next while. Hopefully there won't be this big break. If you've been listening to me, I might have mentioned that I got into writing because I want to make a short indie horror game. I'm hoping to actually do a game jam and make a game. I have no idea where the team would be because based on what they pick. I'm not too sure if I can fully do it because I think it starts near the end of May, but I need to learn a lot and I can't use paid assets, so I don't know if I can achieve to do game jam with the time I have and knowledge I have in game development. But I'm hoping I do. I'm hoping if I write these chapters in advance and narrate them in advance, on my spare time I could do game development and participate in game jam, but I'm not 100% sure. If you do want to keep updated what I'm doing, like writing or in game development, do sign up to my newsletters. I have two separate ones. The details will be in the description of this podcast. Once again, I just want to say sorry for taking so long to publish this chapter. And my goal now is definitely to write ahead and narrate ahead. It will be published more regularly and very consistent. That's my plan now and focus. And like I said, I do want to do that game jam, but it's not my priority. So I'm not fully certain if I'll be doing it. But if I do it and you're interested in playing that game, I'll give the details when they're available, if they're available, if I participate. So that's it for now. I just want to say thank you for listening and I hope you enjoyed this story. And I do hope you enjoyed the story that's yet to be written. Thank you for listening and I hope you have a good day.